As a former patient, I can definitively say Ian Heron is a terrible therapist and no one should go see him. That's why I've hacked into his personal cloud to release his private therapy sessions, so now everyone can hear what a selfish, misguided, idiotic, pretentious dickwad he really is. You can help me run Ian out of business by subscribing and leaving us a nice review. Now, let's start the show.
Test, test, test. Kidnapped krill on ketamine. Keep killing kitschy kindergarten kids with kooky knives. Kidnapped krill on ketamine. Keep killing kitschy kindergarten kids with kooky knives. Okay, the microphone seems to be working. It is around 11:30 a.m. on a Sunday. Getting ready to meet with my client, Amir Baba Rahim Khan Ali Tahiri Hassan. I hope I said all those names correctly. That second to last one always trips me up. But it'll be good to see. I'm just going to call him Amir. It'll be good to see Amir again. Amir is, Amir's had an eclectic life as a former Afghan refugee who came over to the States, went back, came back again. It's been a whole journey. I'm sure I'll get into it more with Amir when I see them later. But before Amir arrives, just a little time for a self-check-in. What's going on with me? What's going on in my world? You know, I attended my fifth wedding of my last couple of years, which was a lot of fun. It's always fun to see a friend's wedding. But this was the first wedding that I got to give a little speech at. And I was so proud of my chosen brother in Philadelphia for marrying the woman he's loved for 17 years. And I went there on a Tuesday in Philadelphia, and would you know, the great acclaimed Museum of Art in Philadelphia is closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So the one piece of culture I wanted to take in while I was there did not work out. But I did get to go to the Drexel Museum of Natural Sciences. And let me tell you, when I pushed all those elementary school kids out of the way to get to the front of those exhibits slapped. And, hello, hi, come on in.
Hi, doctor, is this the right time? I forget my schedule. I'm very, very tired. Is this my schedule time, right?
This is your schedule time. You're meant to be here, Amir. Welcome, come on in, settle
Thanks.
In.
I'm sorry, I just finished the shift at the 7-Eleven, and now I'm starting the shift at the Walmart in like an hour, and then I have to go to the Five Guys, and then I have to go back to the... what's that? I've forgotten the other job. There are a lot of... Anyway, how's... Okay, is it... That, this, I'm the right time? This is the right...
You're here at the right time. You're not working now. This is your time off. You can kick your feet off. You kick your shoes off if you want.
Okay, yes. That's
yeah?
good.
Yeah.
I took a little breath, and I'm ready to go. So, you know, it's the same situation, basically, what we were talking last time.
Gig economy, wearing you thin, America is really terrible, those types of things.
No, it's not bad. It's just that it's your country is very self-involved.
Mm-hmm.
I should say our country. It's my country, too, now, I
hope.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
But the big thing is that, you know, they're trying to kick me out. Still, they have the bill has not passed.
Right.
So us refugees are not legally. It's like a will they, won't they with us. It's like the romance is a bad romance. To quote Lady Gaga, it's like we helped you and now we're trying to be in a good relationship with you, but you are like come and then go and then come and then go. So we are here now. But if they don't pass the bill, then we don't get the citizenship. Now we have to go back to Taliban Afghanistan 2.0, which I don't know if you heard this, but they kicked America's ass and they are now running the country again.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I did hear about that.
Shoving the dynamite in the microwave oven and hiding them in the side of the road and in a Toyota Tacoma. Against the $50 billion army, that was the winning strategy, that they just basically went around and they...
It's the war that has made America look most like Wile E. Coyote. I would say that much. Oh,
war? What war? What war?
Oh, you're right.
There was a war? Oh, there was a
Well,
war? I forgot that. What, really? Really, doctor? There's a war? Because I haven't
maybe.
heard nothing about the war for a little while.
I'm so sorry. Aggravated conflict or whatever we called it.
Oh, did I dream it? Did I dream my whole life? That was last 25, 30 years? Did I have a funny dream? Anyway, look.
Yeah. Well, okay. What are the kerfuffle, the Middle East kerfuffle?
Oh, what are the Taliban giving the press conferences, giving the noogies to the women? Like, hey, America, what's up? Where are you? I don't mean to sound so bitter. You know, I'm
No, it's
happy.
okay.
I'm happy. It's a, when you survive 5/7 suicide attacks, explosion near you in the American base where you are working as translator to American generals and army people, and
Yeah.
constantly having to save them.
Yeah.
Because they keep on walking into fucking very obvious IEDs. Very obvious IEDs. Let me tell you something about this war, doctor.
Do you mean like labeled? Like in big letters it
They
says
practically should
IED?
have been labeled. Like, there's not going to be a Coke machine on the side of the road in Kandahar. Don't try to go and buy the Coke from the Coke machine. It's clearly IED. Like
Okay. I
a long
honestly
stretch of road in a Coke machine. You said the Wile E. Coyote thing, but it's really like the Wile E. Coyote thing.
Yeah, well, okay, I got to defend Americans just a little bit here, and of course you are an American from my perspective, so I'm also defending yourself.
Trying.
Coke is good, man. Coke is like really, when you get the
The
right
traps
Coke.
were so stupid, doctor. They would put, like, you know that, oh my God. You know, they put like a fucking, they got more sophisticated as the war went on. By the end of 2021, there was literally be like a Tesla on the side of the road. And again, I'd be like, bro, don't touch the Tesla. They're
Yeah.
all good.
Yeah.
Or like a
Yeah.
barbecue grill, a brand new barbecue grill. Or like sometimes you'd be going and then you'd see like a what do you call it? What's that thing Americans love?
Blow up dolls.
Yes, this is like a big pile of blow-up dolls. I'm like, you motherfucker, where you think?
Wrong kind of blow up, if I might say, if I do say.
Yeah, your pun
I
is
like a blow up
different.
doll, but not like that.
You know, sometimes I would wonder if I was on the right side of the war, but no, it's bad.
Yeah.
I'm just
Well,
saying, look,
yeah,
so
it's
my,
frustrating.
yeah, so. Okay, so just to remind you and catch you up on my situation
Sure. Yes, of
specifically,
course.
the lawsuit with Chris Hemsworth people is still going on, okay?
Right. And this,
Because,
yes, of course, a movie was told about your life and Chris Hemsworth
right, because I
recasts
work
you.
all these catering gigs all the time, and then they go to the Hollywood catering gigs and the New York ones and the Broadway, and I talk to people and I tell them my life story, and then they make a movie based on it, and they replace me with a fucking white guy.
Right.
Flip it around. So
So insulting.
currently, you know, I have various lawsuits against Hollywood. I still have the one against like Lone Survivor with Mark Wahlberg. That was me. 12 Strong,
You
Chris
were
Hemsworth. That was me.
okay. American Sniper, I think, was you, right?
American
Bradley Cooper.
Sniper, Bradley Cooper. Me.
Yeah.
Special Forces. More obscure one. Me. Brothers. Brothers. With Jake Gyllenhaal and Spider-Man, me, I was both of those brothers. Actually, they reworked the script. It's like
That was a
you
story
can't.
about your multiple personality disorder, and they turned it
I
into
went through
two
a
white
lot,
guys.
yeah, and you've been helping me with that. I appreciate that, you
Yeah, no
know,
problem.
because
Yeah.
I think it's because I had so many jobs in Afghanistan. As you know, like I was a silk trader over there. I started as a kite maker. Flying the kite. Don't get me started about kite runner. Don't even say the words kite and runner in a sentence together.
I'd rather not. I would like to hear all of the dialogue of all the characters from that play at some point. I don't know. I would just like to hear it, you know, but maybe not today. We'll work
Well,
towards that another time.
I can ask my brother. He's been hired, you know, to play. He's been hired as an understudy on the kite runner for like 12 roles. They
12 roles.
apparently
That
can't
seems like
find.
too few, right? He
Yeah,
should
they
be
can't find
understudying
brown
more.
actors. They keep, you know, so they hired him to be understudy for all of the brown actors. So he's
Wow.
doing that. But he's like a, they call it a a unicorn. An actual Afghan.
Oh, I remember they cast Walton Goggins as you in that CBS pilot, The
Yeah.
Unicorn, based on your life
Yeah.
as well.
So the lawsuits are continuing.
I'm
The
so sorry.
also the attempt to get America to give a fuck about the Afghan refugees who are stuck here and then not stuck here or here and then they want to kick them back, that's continuing.
That's continuing.
My
That one's harder than the lawsuits, I would imagine, even just
right,
getting
because
Americans
it's
to care.
interesting, you know, when America stopped giving fuck about a country that they have messed up severely, it's very hard, especially when they're currently already supporting like the next genocide somewhere else. You're like
Yes.
yesterday's genocide. And you know they've like moved on to the next one. It's like that meme, you know, where the guy is walking in the street with the hot girl,
Oh,
and
sure.
then he's looking back, and there's another hot girl.
Now, wait, are you also suing that meme? Is that meme based on your life as
Yeah,
well?
I got different lawsuits, you know, going, because the other thing you meet at the Hollywood party is a lot of lawyers. So like,
Sure.
so your idea gets stolen, and then you immediately find a lawyer who wants to sue the guy that stole your idea.
Sure.
It's complicated. I'm
It
sorry.
it's a
I've
yeah,
just
it's
been
okay.
sleeping.
Are you, let me zoom out for a second. Are you sleeping?
No, I woke up because I have to get to my other job soon.
Right. The jobs, yeah. Are you not even sleeping at work? I could see a Five Guys employee sleeping and getting away with it. You can't sneak a few hours on
So
the job.
lazy. The American worker is so, I don't mean to like
Okay,
bitch or
no, it's
moan.
okay.
They are so lazy. I used to make like 5,000 kites in the morning, like in a week. I used to
Sure.
make those kites, make those kites, make those kites, make those kites. This guy won one hoagie and then he didn't have time. Come on, Tommy. You know, you have freedom to work. Anyway.
All right. Well, I mean, I think you're going back to our obsession with Coca-Cola. You know, like
Yeah.
that's the driving force that does keep us
Can you
invested
explain
in it.
again to me one time,
Sure.
doctor, the what is the social media fixation with Americans? Why are you so much inside of your telephone so much? Why?
Oh,
Why is it?
well.
Why everything is there? Your lover, your brother, your mother, your secret lover is everything is your phone and you are there.
I think there's a simplification. I think we all saw that Scarlett Johansson movie and we were all like, I want that to be true.
I
So
don't
there
understand.
it's a simplification, right? If you got to see like three or four relatives, it's going to take time to go to their house and see them in person, remember all their details, versus you put all that information into your phone and now it's just all contained and simplified,
Your
right?
relatives don't all live in the same house with you?
No. I try and
Oh,
keep
that's
my
the
relatives
problem
far
right
apart.
there.
Yeah, well, I don't know. This is also coming. I got to admit, part of my culture is British culture. My mom is from England,
Yeah, I remember
so
you said that.
there is a I like a bit of distance from the people I love. I don't want to be too close to them. You know, I need a removal of sorts, right? I mean, it must be you must have relatives that are still in Afghanistan, so it must be hard for you to have that
Yeah, I got
divide.
a half brother over there. He was my dad's servant's son, I thought growing up, but then it
Okay.
turns out that my dad had an affair with the servant's
The
wife.
servant. Okay.
And then he had a half son, but he was from a different ethnic group. It's the same old story, you heard a thousand times. He is a different ethnic group. And then I came to America the first time after, and then when the Taliban were falling, like they were there. And then I found out that he got killed and he had a son. So I went back
Oh.
and I went to the Taliban lair and I saved his son. And the son shot
Oh.
the slingshot in the eye of the Taliban leader. And then we escaped and we come to America. And now he's one of my 17 children, not seven, I'm sorry, seven children. I'm so tired.
That's okay. Yeah, one of your seven children is your half brother who you rescued from the
No, is that
Taliban.
my brother's son? I have my half
Oh,
brother's
half
son.
brother. Oh, okay. I'm
It's
sorry, I
very
got lost.
common in Afghanistan. These things happen a lot sometimes. It's a complex situation. You have a life and death drama. You are the hero of the story. You go, you save everyone. You have a lot of agency and a lot of human moments. And you come back and then you tell a producer at American Party and then you cast Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, that's a real shame. I just, I
Why
mean,
can't we
and.
be the hero, doctor? Why can't I wear a colorful shirt in a movie that has like a nice color in the background? Everything has to be gray and brown because I'm from a
Yeah.
on my whole color palette of my existence had to be earth tones. You
Oh.
think we don't have fucking color in Afghanistan?
No, I would love to see you in like a yellow Charlie Brown shirt or something as
I
a
have a yellow
star.
Charlie Brown shirt.
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
like
no.
vintage tees.
Sure. Yes, no, okay. So, Amir, okay, well, let me go back to this idea. And I know that this has its problems to it, but I want to go back to the idea of self-producing, of
No, it's
becoming an
impossible. It's a
influencer.
bullshit, doctor. It's a bullshit. Come
No, no,
on.
no, no. But we start small with like TikTok length features, right?
Nope, no.
And granted, I'm putting you back on your phone, but we get you on TikTok as the star of TikTok, and then we just keep expanding the time slowly. First, you're in 15-second videos, then you're in 30-second videos, then you're in 1-minute videos. All of a sudden, you're in a 2-hour feature,
Yeah,
all
sorry
self-produced.
me. You know, when I was a child, I just wanted to watch. I watch American films, like the Western movies with the John Wayne and like Clint Eastwood.
Those were, by the way, based on Native Americans that we recast as white guys. So we were
No,
doing it even back then.
I think those were samurai movies that they
Oh, they were
remade
sitting with
with
that.
the white guys. Is the
I knew it was some person of color we were stealing from, but you're right, it was the samurais.
Look, we all have a color, white people. It's okay. You have a color. I have a color. I don't judge you. I like your culture. It's okay.
Yeah.
A little genocide-y, but it's all right. You know, you
Yeah.
have a lot of power. You spend like 1,000 years learning to kill each other in the Dark Ages. You went out and you lived your best life. And that's cool, you know.
Yeah.
But chill out, bro. Just time to chill out.
Oh, I agree, and I'm not just saying that because I want to present as an ally all the time. I agree. I
Another thing,
truly
can I
believe
just
that.
say one thing? Because I interact with a
Sure.
lot of these Hollywood liberal type people. Just admit your ignorance, bro. Admit your ignorance. It's okay for you not to know something. Stop bowing at Muslim people when you say hello. When I say hello to you, and I say, you know, as I give you the pity, salam alaikum, to be
I'm so
happy,
sorry.
and you're like, what?
I'm so
You even,
sorry.
we don't fucking bow, bro.
Yeah, no, I didn't
White
know.
people see 5 episodes of Star Trek, they think everybody bowing all the time. Bow, bow.
I saw Mark Wahlberg doing a couple movies, and I assumed that was the right and proper thing to do. I didn't know. I'm so sorry.
And they don't know what to do with their hands. They put on the heart. They put on the brain. They put on the chest. They give you eyes. It's like patty cake all of a sudden. It's like, chill out, man. Just wait.
Yeah, I will try and relax.
It's okay. It's okay. And it's
I
the
feel
liberal
no.
ones. Let me say specifically, I'm talking to you, liberal
Oh, of
America,
course, yes.
that pretend to like us.
Yes. By the way, can we get another quick photo together, just the two of us?
Yeah,
I just
let's
want to put it
do.
on. I want to put it on the wall again.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank
The
you.
tokenism is so good. The tokenism is so delicious, bro. It's so awesome when you are in the movie. Because, you know, my brother is the actor, and he always tell me about how he plays a lot. He got killed on FBI last season.
Oh no,
No, it's a good
spoiler.
thing. He was like the main bad guy. He was Afghan insurgent, and he's killing. It's interesting. They made him Afghan insurgent last season. It was right after America fled from Afghanistan. So this is when my brother was here longer than me. I was back there doing relief work, and then America, all suddenly everybody at the base is running. I'm like, what's going on? And it was like, we out, we out. I was like, what do you mean we out? I'm running after them. I'm seeing they're leaving all the equipment, the guns, the Stinger missile, the tanks. I'm like, what, your stuff, bro, your stuff. The blow-up dolls are here, that fucking Coke machine that you. And I'm running, and they get on the plane, and I jump on the plane. And you know, everyone's seen the picture of me. Everyone's seen the picture
Right.
of me hanging from the plane.
Yes, you were the guy hanging from the plane
August
in the picture.
2021, I was the guy hanging from the plane.
Yeah.
Like, where you going? And then, you know, that was a long flight. That's a long flight from
Yeah.
Kabul to Germany is a very difficult, but Afghanistan, the Afghan people are a strong
Did you
people.
still get in-flight service, or were you able to get a drink?
No, a peanut fell through the peanuts would occasionally fall through the crack, and I just catch a peanut, catch a peanut.
Okay. All right,
It
okay.
was good. At one point, I almost
You can
shot
still
like
get the
a
peanuts.
passing bird to try and eat the bird,
Yeah.
but I slipped my
Slipped your
grasp.
grasp. Yeah. I mean, hey, I think just be proud that you were on a plane that they didn't stop serving peanuts on because of allergies anymore. You
Right,
know,
just to
like.
get peanuts on a plane. You know, if you're flying Spirit Airlines right now, they're ripping all the padding out of the seats. You have to
Yeah.
pay money just for like the stewardess to look at you. And like,
That's.
yes, you have to pay extra for them to give eye contact. You don't know the ticket? Did you go on
I.
Spirit Airlines?
Well, this goes back to my Britishness of never wanting eye contact with anybody. I
Oh,
bet
then you like the Spirit.
if
Spirit.
I'm somebody who craved that, I'm sure I would
Let
want to
me
pay
tell
for
you,
it.
the flight from Afghanistan hanging off the wheel,
Yeah.
better than the Spirit Airlines flight.
Yeah. Really?
Honestly, yeah. We went through some condensation cloud. I could just open my mouth and get a drink. Spirit Airlines, they charge you for the fucking water. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, that's a
That's
shame.
another lawsuit. That's a different situation. But yeah, look, so I arrive in America, and that's hard, you know, when the plane has come for a landing and you have to like start running. You talk about that Wile E. Coyote situation again.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm like,
Yeah.
you
Almost a
got a
bit
cold?
Flintstones. Yeah. Almost
Yeah,
a bit
very
Flintstones.
Flintstone type
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
And I survived. I'm a survivor, you know. It's like my hero, Beyonce. She taught me in Afghanistan. I listened to Beyonce tapes. I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor. You cannot kill me. I'm going to make it. Get to America. Have a good job. Convince the people to give me citizenship.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm familiar with the song. Yeah, I think they changed the lyrics a little bit in translation, but yeah, I'm
I'm in a
familiar.
lawsuit with Beyonce too
Are
because,
you?
you know, I wrote her a letter and then she turned into that song. And then now, but it's cool. I have no hate for Beyonce really. So
Right, 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 right.
I'm trying to tell Murray Goldfarb, my lawyer,
Sure.
to tone it down on the Beyonce one. But Murray's a
Sure.
bulldog, you know, he's a tech dog.
Sure. I mean, he just sees green at that point, you know, because
Yeah,
Beyonce's
yeah.
successful, so that's
Which is good. He's like a bull. He's like a bull, only the green is the color, the whoosh.
Sure.
And
Yeah,
he's doing
he
pro
goes
bono,
raw
which is
green.
insane. I have no idea, but he thinks there's a lot of money in me. So, but anyway, all
Well,
Africa was
okay.
saying.
Yeah.
So I arrive America
You
and
arrive in America. You must be tired, but yet you get four or five jobs here.
yeah. So
You're
my brother, right. I was saying to my
yeah.
brother, he is playing the Afghani surgeon in FBI. He gets,
Right. Oh, yes.
but this is after 2021. So I was like, hey, wait, why did they make? And you're making Taliban, right? No one, the least likely people on earth to attack America right now are Taliban. They just beat America. So why they make you play Afghan terrorists in the TV show? He's like, I don't know. And I was like, you should tell them, make yourself like like one of the Afghan National Army guys that was supporting America, and now America left, and he's mad, and that's why he went to attack America. And he told the producer, he said, you know, my character made no sense that I am off Taliban attacking America right now after America leave. I should be pro-America troop. They got mad America left, and they said, oh, that's a good idea. And then they just handed me his bomb, and he said, okay, anyway, go do your scene.
Yeah, I guess they wanted to imply it with subtext, but they didn't want to rewrite anything. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean that's the case of, I think also that's producing in a lot of Hollywood sets is just shaking your head and saying yes, but actually not changing any of your own behavior.
Yeah, I don't know if you've paid attention to the plot of any of these police procedural drama. They
It's
don't
hard
make a lot
to.
of sense.
Yeah, it's hard to. Yeah, exactly.
They're like writing them every week, and like this very arbitrary situation happened, this, that, the other thing.
It's mostly about are the two cops investigating this gonna fuck? That's what most of them are about.
I like also that the second, like one cop, one actress get pregnant or something, and she has to be out of the show for 9 months. And then, like my friend Gail, she's an actress, she got pregnant, and then they replace her instantly with another hot lady
Yeah.
for 9 months that she got hit by anthrax attack, her character. And then, so that's what the FBI does, you know, in real life too. They instantly, I did notice this in Afghanistan when I was helping with US forces. The second one hot soldier go down, they replace with another hot soldier immediately, you know. And same with FBI or CIA and any
Yeah.
of the Americans' military industrial complex, they have ruled that if a hot soldier go down, you temporarily replace him with another hot soldier, and then when the other soldier recover, they replace him back up.
We call that the G.I. Joe complex. We got that from our G.I. Joes here. If you ever melt your G.I. Joe or your G.I. Joe gets dirty, you just make mom go to the store and buy you a new one.
Oh yeah, and they have the interchangeable body part too. Like with the
Exactly.
rubber band out, then you can put the other body leg on the thing.
Yeah, Mr. Potato Head were actually original G.I. Joes that were melted in warfare. But all the body parts you can still just swap them in and out. Yeah, well, okay. Well, look. Listen, I don't know if this will be helpful, but I would like to apologize on behalf of all white Americans. Is it
That's
would
a
that
very
be
liberal thing of you to do. I really appreciate that.
good, right? We feel so bad. Can you forgive us? And I'm going to try and make my eyes really big when I say this. Can you please forgive us?
I mean, at this point, it doesn't it make sense? You play your chess game so bad that fucking China and Russia are running the show over there. So
Yeah,
sure,
yeah,
I
yeah.
forgive you. Whatever. Who cares?
Yay! We're forgiven.
Go make some TikTok video, bro. You feel good about yourself.
I will make a TikTok. Would you
Why not?
mind
Why
if
don't
I
you start a
just.
culture war in your country that the world doesn't give a fuck about, with all your liberal people and all your conservative people just bickering and fighting and shit, and then we're over there dying under like a missile attack or something.
You've forgiven us.
All right, sorry.
You've already forgiven us.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. I like
Thank you.
America, you know, but it's good. It's all right. It's okay. I wish
Yeah.
that the women in Afghanistan had a little more rights after 20 years of useless warfare, like a little more rights.
Sure.
It's like one
That would be
of one
great.
right.
Yeah,
That'd
yeah,
be
yeah.
cool. Could we use maybe our billion of dollar that we are giving to countries to bomb the shit out of like innocent people somewhere else to like give one right to a woman in Afghanistan, like go outside?
That would be great. I would love if women in Afghanistan could go outside. Again, a thing I support. But I guess as a person who is not going to go to Afghanistan anytime soon, I guess I think like other people will do. Other people will get to
Frankly,
that.
I don't think any American going to Afghanistan for a long time now.
I
Might go
honestly.
back though. As well, I misspoke. Actually, most of the translators and American, like people helped the troops that came here. We might have to go back because they're not passing this fucking bill.
Right.
So,
There's not a push for citizenship
yeah,
in the
we'll
United
send your
States, really.
regard. We'll send your regard to them, the liberal America. Thank you for your apologies that we'll go back to America, to Afghanistan, and tell the Taliban, hey, it's cool. They're sorry.
All right. Listen, I don't know how much I'm helping you as a therapist today. I feel
It's good
like
to talk about these things, doctor. It's good to talk about this stuff, you know. Good event, let out.
Yeah. I'm glad you took your shoes off earlier so you were able to fully enjoy kicking your feet in the air.
Yeah, thank you. You said take the shoes off, though.
I did, yeah. And I do want you to be comfortable. Okay. Well, let's focus on little things to make you feel better. Let, let's
Little
let's
thing.
let's
I like to take my refugee son that I saved from Taliban and go kite flying.
Yes, that's nice.
Right.
Great.
Yeah. And then a drone comes
Oh no.
and it cuts the kite. It
Yeah,
delivers a fucking Amazon package.
Okay. Well, okay, let's ignore the drones just for a second.
It's hard when you're trying to fly kite.
It's fun to fly a kite, and isn't your kite so much sicker than the American kites that people make? I would imagine the kites that you can make are so much more professional and polished
They're
than the
nice.
cheap shit you find over here,
Yeah, the
right?
paper they have this. All about the, you know, the bow and you bend it and you make it. I come from a long line of kite makers. This is.
Yeah. And that's sick as hell, bro.
Thank you, doctor.
Yes, of course. Yes,
Yes,
I
I am
bet.
pretty sick as hell.
I wonder if you could even maybe like I don't know make that as part of your TikTok brand is how sick your kites are. You know, like that's a unique and positive story that you're able to tell,
I mean,
right?
I got a lot of positive stories. I saved a lot of
Yeah.
troops. They just,
Yes.
you can see
Yes.
them in the movie theater. Only they change and make the white guy the hero.
Right. Well, you can't. Yeah, it's hard to retell those stories because those have been made. I'm trying to focus on news stories that haven't been
Oh.
claimed by white people just yet. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
What about do you ever oh I don't know you ever adopt an animal while you're here? That's a fun thing Americans do. I have an office stray dog that runs around this office. I'm sure you noticed him. You have a
Yeah,
little animal
no,
friend.
I love the American animal pet thing where you guys have a dog and you put him in a sweater and you give him a room and you get him a therapist and you feed him vegan dog food and it's very great and you have all,
It's
like a whole room for him.
all content for the phone again. It all feeds back into that phone.
Yeah, I should try that maybe.
Yeah, get yourself a little animal friend.
Yeah, I'll get three of my sons to move to another room and just give one room to like a dog. That'll be good. Because we got what? Like, we got a 2-bedroom, so like that'll be good.
Yeah, I mean, hey, honestly, if you need to kick your sons out to make more space for your animals, like sometimes that's what you got to do for self-care, you know?
I like it. I'm gonna get a dog. It's gonna make me feel so good.
How are your sons doing, by the way? Are they comfortable here? They must be kind of, I assume if you get sent back, your sons get sent back.
It's up in the air. I've given them all Mexican names.
Okay.
So,
Well, no offense, but why do you think that would be helpful for keeping them here, unfortunately?
I mean, because you know that I feel like that's a easier path to citizenship and maybe like a better chance to stick around
Maybe so.
Just
I guess
confuse the system a little bit, you know.
if they did get deported, they'd be deported closer.
Yeah, maybe they get kicked out to Mexico. They just come through the one of the places that there's not like a civil war about to start, like go down like I don't
Yeah.
know, Louisiana kind of like over that way somewhere, like the
I
way.
wouldn't recommend Louisiana. Probably, oh, I guess California, but even then.
You know, yeah, El Paso's good. When you're trying to sneak into America, they're like the best places, the best hotspots, I think, are like still, you know, coming through San Diego, like what's that south of San Diego? That's a nice place. El Paso's
Yeah.
still good. You can get in the trunk of the car there.
Sure, sure,
Oh,
sure.
yeah.
I mean the,
Texas,
you know,
no. Texas, no.
Texas, no.
No.
I think boats are still pretty effective, you know. I
Boats
get
are
on those boats.
okay.
I
I
mean
got a
they're not
Venezuelan guy that
safe.
works at 7-Eleven. I'm gonna ask him what his technique was. He got his whole
Sure.
family over here, so they're good.
Sure. Hey, maybe you could build like a kite that could even fly you in. I don't, have you ever
There
built like a
you
human-sized? Are you familiar with Kite Man, the American phenomenon from the Harley Quinn show?
go. Yeah, Kite Man. Kite Man.
Yeah.
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 There's a
You
movie Condor Man too from like the 70s, 80s, Condor Man.
Condor Man. I don't know that one as well, but it sounds self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Context clues, it sounds like he flies.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
You know, thanks, doctor. I didn't think about that. Like,
Yeah.
one, two. So, like, give my dog a room in my house.
Give your dog a room, build your kids some kites so that they can
Like,
fly back.
help my kids come back to America once they get kicked to Mexico because they're the Mexican names. It's good. I
Yeah.
got to think more positive. You know, you're right.
There you go. There you go. Hey, you like American food? You eat well here? You like any num-nums?
No, not particularly,
You're
doctor.
not a foodie? You don't get on Yelp?
Oh yeah, I love that foodie shit. You guys are also obsessed with food. Why you starve other countries? It's so cool. It's so cool. Most of Afghanistan is food insecure, but you know, let's take Instagram picture of our fucking sandwich.
Well, but think about those starving countries. Think about what they now have to aspire to, thanks to us.
Right, it's
It's
aspirational, yeah.
aspirational for them. We're living a dream so that they can dream.
So no foodie. I mean, Afghan food is delicious. It's the best kebab in the world. I will give shout out to Sammy's kebab in Astoria, Queens. That's great. I love it. It's happy, positive, very nice. Yeah. But so American food, it's cool, you know.
Great. 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 Great.
Bars and what's the other one you have?
Whoppers and I guess the square burgers at Wendy's. I don't think they really have a name. They're just hamburgers, but they're
Right,
square.
oh, different kind. You know they make those in the scientists in the laboratory make those.
Oh yeah.
They have like fat American in a room, and then they test the different cheeseburger and the man. They have
Yeah.
it plug into a machine, and they like see what, and it's in the same building where they test the effects of social media, in the other room, and then in this room they test the effect on the fast foods and the different variety of Captain Crunch cereal that they're inventing this month, like.
Yeah, we call it the Pentagon. That's what happens in the Pentagon here.
Yeah, all these American foods that come from Pentagon. I know
Yeah,
that.
all the rooms in the Pentagon.
You know, that's part of the ultimate weapon of mass destruction is the in the Pentagon. They make the different kind of like the whole food making science. Yeah, is there food up.
But yeah, but the food is aspirational. And since you brought up weapons of mass destruction, what about we talk about the other great American invention, weapons of ass destruction, pornography, right? You've enjoyed some of the pornography since you've been here?
No,
No.
pornography is not a thing anymore, doctor. That's just called turning on your phone. That's not pornography anymore. That's just like breathing.
No,
America,
I.
the home of the free, land of the porn, is the is this.
I
You
well, there is
just
a
you're harshing somebody's yum. They like they say, don't yuck at the yum, and everything is a yum. So there's no. I don't see color. And I don't see pornography. Okay? It's just there.
Okay.
All
All right.
around.
You should know that first phrase is co-opted by people in this country to mean something very different than what I think you mean. But the first phrase, I don't see color, that's something that,
I
for
mean, I don't
example,
see
I wouldn't
color
want to
because
say
I'm
out
from
loud.
Afghanistan, and apparently I've never seen a color in my life because every movie about my place is just like gray and brown and
Right.
brown and gray and black. And you seen the movie poster? You gotta have like fucking Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Who's another? Who's the new guy? I don't even know who the new guy is.
Jeremy Renner, I don't know
It's a
what it.
good film. Rambo 3. You watch Rambo 3 with the Afghan or the hero, okay? And Sylvester Stallone with the beautiful hair
Yeah.
and in a blue sky. It's bright, it's happy. He's playing what is it called? Polo with the Afghan soldier, Mujahideen. And then back then in the 80s, man, everything colorful, bright.
Yeah. Well, oh, well, look, I mean, hey, we did it to ourselves too. I don't know if you've ever seen Wizard of Oz, but Kansas looked real. Kansas really got dissed in Wizard of Oz. So, look,
That's true.
it happens in all directions, but I hear you. It definitely happens more to other countries that we're
But
not as familiar with that we
in
want to.
defense of Wizard of Oz, have you been to
Yeah.
Kansas?
I have been to Kansas and it's pretty accurate. Yeah, you're right.
And it is a little Afghanistani. Some parts of Afghanistan and Kansas. Sometimes I go to Kansas just to feel like home.
I'll tell you what, the one time I do agree with Afghani women being forced to kept inside is when I see a
Afghan
Kansas.
women. Afghani is the money.
Oh, excuse me, I'm so sorry. The one time I agree with the Afghan policy of keeping Afghan women inside is when I see Kansas women on their little bikes with their little things atop. I want those. I'm so scared of those women and their little dogs and their long noses and their. I think it looks black and white, but I imagine if I saw it in color, their skin would be green, you know. So like I'm in favor of keeping, you know, if you will, witches of the West inside, you know, but the problem is they're doing it to just every woman. Well, okay. Well, look, I'll tell you what, we do have a little bit of time left, but it might be a good time, Amir, as we're talking about all these deeper, heavier concepts, maybe let's just conk you out with another version of you can think of this as therapy pornography in a way. What if I led you through a guided meditation? Would that be
Okay.
helpful for you, Amir, if I just guided you through a deep transcendental sort of abstract lack of thought to a Zen-like place? Would that be okay, Amir, if I did that for you?
Yes, that'd be great.
Great.
That'd be what, yeah, that'd be great. To I need something to de-stress a little bit, you know, because I gotta get to the Walmart soon. So
Yes,
yeah.
of course. The Walmart and then the Five Guys, and you just came from 7-Eleven. You poor, poor man. I feel so bad for you. Okay. Just so you know, this meditation actually, I got this a meditation from an Azure Transient, which I thought was a wonderful place to gather a meditation from. So this meditation is from an Azure Transient. And if you would please, Amir, listen to the sound of my voice as I count back from three. 2, 1, Amir. Tra la 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 la, Bombardier. This is the pilot speaking. He's got some news for you. It seems his ship still stands, no matter what you drop. And there ain't a whole lot. Oh, sure, the banner may be torn and the wind's gotten colder. Perhaps you've grown a little cynical. But no matter what the waitress brings, you shall drink it and always be full. Yeah, you will drink it and always be full. Because you like coffee and you like tea and you'd like to be able to enter, if you will, a final plea. You still got this dream that you just can't shake. You love me, your therapist, to the point that you can no longer take. Well, all right, okay, so be that way. I hope and pray that there's something left to say, but you, why you want to give me a run around? Because it's a surefire way to speed things up when all it does is slow me down. And we're coming out of the meditation now, Amir, and three, oh you, and two, why you want to give me a run around, and one, and all it does is slow me down, and you're back with me. How are you feeling? How was that for you?
Oh wow. Oh wow. That was a good one, doctor.
Right?
I feel so good right now. I feel charged up. I'm gonna go out there. I'm gonna kill it today at the Walmart.
I love it. I love to hear it. What is your position at the Walmart? Are you checking people out? Are you greeting people? Are you stocking shelves?
No, I'm the manager.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, I'm the boss at the Walmart.
That's good. So you get to boss people around. Oh boy, you could make a lot of people really uncomfortable with a lot of your politics that you're aware of, I'm sure. That's great that you can you can reorient people to have more of your point of view from a position of power.
Yeah, no. I run the Walmart differently, you know. It's more free. My Walmart is like it's more egalitarian, you know. I let the
That's
work
great.
organize, and we, you know, it's make we're making some changes. Corporate listening to us now.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank God you're doing it, because white people would never do that shit. We
Yeah.
would just take it.
My
We would just
problem is the
roll over and
Walmart
take
is located on that island where they put all the garbage.
garbage islands,
Yeah.
trash island in the middle of the ocean.
My emails are getting through to corporate.
Yeah. Well, progress is progress, right? And the what's that quote that we all say to make ourselves feel better? The history of the arc of history is long, but it bends towards justice if you really, really, really zoom out.
Is that an American saying?
A little bit, yeah. I feel like Obama said it a lot, and we were all like, "Oh, great, let's lean on
Funny one.
that."
That's a good one. I like that. You got the joke. Doctor got the joke.
Oh, I did used to be an improv comedian, but I left that life for therapy.
That's good. That's good. You make me sound
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Let me just add, because we have like maybe a minute or two left. Is there anything else that you need from a therapist to really position yourself to be happy and successful? Because I will say, like, of my patients, you're pretty high up there in terms of success and happiness.
Yeah, no, you're doing good. You just have,
Good.
you know, I like the it'd be good if, like, perhaps you could I don't know, stop fetishizing like foreign cultures a little bit and help, you know.
And just to, on that note, you're just to be clear, you're not willing to do pornography with me.
Ugh.
Just because I feel like the photos of
Okay,
us
fine.
together,
Yeah, let's do.
yeah,
I'll be fine.
great. Okay, that's so good. Okay,
I'll
great.
try
I
the
think,
pornography, you know.
oh, maybe we could get like one of those big like 5 foot long cookies from Subway, and we could both kind of eat it into the
Yeah,
middle,
maybe
and
that's
then.
what's different. Maybe I just need to consume and buy and, like, you know.
Yeah. Oh, have you bought a new fridge recently?
No, I haven't done that. I should
Oh,
try that, you
you
know.
gotta get a new fridge. If there's one thing my favorite president, George W. Bush, taught me, it's that you gotta buy new fridges. It supports the country.
You know, I think you're right. I'm just going to, like, watch a lot of, like, streaming shows now and, you know, like, get all
Oh,
apps on my phone, a
you're
lot
gonna
of
love Jack Ryan on Amazon, by the way. That feels like a show.
apps.
It's gonna really.
Oh, Jack Ryan, I've heard about that. What's that one about?
It's a really sensitive take on Americans' place in foreign politics.
Oh, that's like a breath of fresh air, like different.
Yeah, it's really nuanced and culturally appropriate. And
Nuance. That's the
you,
word. I like that word, nuance.
yeah, it's nuanced.
That
Yeah.
made me feel better in my heart.
You walk away thinking like, wow, maybe America is right with everything that they do.
Oh, nuance.
Yeah.
No, mostly if you could just help with the letter writing campaign for the citizenship for Afghan refugees, that'd be super cool.
Right, yes, of course, right, the letter writer. Yes, that's on my that's in my phone somewhere to do for sure.
Yeah,
It's one of
I send you a letter. I send you it in a writ, wrote in my hand, and then I put it in your on your desk last time.
And I screenshotted it, and so definitely, like, I see that screenshot. Like, my iPhone does like an automatic like photo memory from like a couple
Okay.
months ago. So every now and then, that screenshot will come up in my photo memories, and so I think I gotta remember to do that.
Yeah, I
So
wrote
it's
it on a
definitely.
piece of paper there. It took me like 10 minutes to find a pencil in your office, and then took like another 10 minutes to find paper, and I wrote it for you. Something we do in Afghanistan, someone who writes something.
You wrote something down. Okay, great, 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 great. And just so I'm clear, like reading a piece of paper, is that the same as reading my phone? Am I gonna have those skills? Could you, I mean, just could you do it like a Denny's menu next time where there's like pictures?
Yeah, okay. You
All
know,
right.
I gotta get with the flow. I gotta get with the flow. I
Yeah,
got
thank you.
Goose Fraba, you know?
Goof rubber, right? Why you want to give me a run around? All right. Well, thank you so much, Amir. It was
I
so
forgot
great
to add
seeing
daughter. What is
you.
CTWRS OS Stanford.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm glad you brought this up because you have been calling me doctor and I'm not at all a doctor.
Right. That's what it was. You told me,
Yes.
don't call you doctor.
Don't call me doctor. I'm a CTWROS. It just means I'm a creative thinker who rents office space. And those are my qualifications to give therapy to people.
Nice. Yeah.
Right? I can afford office space in the middle of New York City. That's pretty darn impressive, don't you think?
Yeah, good for you, doctor. Good for you.
Thank you.
Live the
Thank you.
dream.
I'm living that dream. I'm basically Lady Liberty. All right. Well, Amir, again, so great to see you. Good luck with everything. I think that's the
Oh, it's
best way to
always
sum up.
thanks. I think it's gonna I see a bright future ahead of me, you know.
I think so too. I think so
Hey,
too.
that and you know what? In the end, New York is the concrete jungle where dreams are made of. And these streets, they will inspire you.
That sounds like an awesome meditation for me to steal from you sometime. Would it be all right if I appropriated that meditation and claimed
Yeah,
it was
go
for
for it. I
me?
just came that off the cuff.
Love
Yeah.
it. All right, I'm definitely gonna do that. All right, thank you so much, Amir. Amir Baba Rahim Khan Ali
Amir Baba
Tahir.
Rahim Khan Ali Tahiri Hassan. Yes.
Tahiri Hassan. Yes, okay, great. I'm still just gonna call you Amir, but I do want to acknowledge that you do have a longer name every now and then. All right,
Yeah. Okay.
thanks, Amir. Great seeing you, friend. Bye bye.
No problem. Rights for women of Afghanistan.
Oh yes, women of Afghanistan. Yes, I that was really every time I meet with Amir, I feel like I am going to school. I feel like I'm learning so much about myself, and hopefully it's a two-way street. I feel like Amir is getting just as much from me as I'm getting from him. But you know what? At the end of the day, like I'm just I'm I at the end of the day, at the end of the day, Amir is an exhibit, and that exhibit slaps. Quick note to self. Oh my goodness, what a huge fan I am of Fawad Siddiqui. Fawad is a wonderful actor and improviser who you can follow on social media at Fawad Means Heart. Fawad also teaches and performs through Short Round Improv at Short Round Improv. Plus, you can catch Fawad on the national tour of The Kite Runner through June. That's the national tour of The Kite Runner, understudying 12 different roles, so you could see him pop up literally anywhere, and it's really so impressive. But The Kite Runner coming to a city near you through June. Big time show alert, the Saturday of Easter weekend, that's March 30th at 8:30 p.m. Come on out to the Brooklyn Comedy Collective main stage to see Woodstock and Friends, featuring myself, Paris Atkins, Tim Aegis, Jeffrey Copeland, John DeMacopoulos, Brandon Zirko, Sam Evans, Fu Godo, Chloe Hale, Jamie Lutz, Rod O'Toole, Donna Steele, and Zave Padine, and possibly even more all-star improv special guests as we tackle the soundtrack form, a signature improv form done by some really veteran improvisers. Can't stress this enough, you'll have a great time. Saturday, March 30th, 8:30 p.m., Brooklyn Comedy Collective's main stage. We hope to see you there. Shout out to Aaron Harland at erharland, aaronharland.com. Aaron makes great podcast theme songs and cover art, but she also makes a wonderful music in her own right, which you can follow on Spotify and Bandcamp and all those wonderful places you can get your music. Thanks to Jason Shaw and audionautics.com for the use of the meditation music. Thanks to Nick Rockwell, our new producer, helping us out. Be sure you follow at Sigmund Fraud Pod if you want to see behind-the-scenes photos of me and some of my clients, which shouldn't get out there. I need to shut that account down somehow. Okay, Ian, you're going to seem really uncultured in this episode with some of the things you say. Plus, the things that you seem to value in America are unhealthy at best. So let's just make sure that nobody ever hears this release as a podcast. And let's also make sure that I send those nice letters to Congress to make sure that our Afghan translators are welcomed in this country as citizens of the United States. But before I do both of those things, I sure could go for an ice-cold, refreshing Coca-Cola.